This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. After everything growers worked through in 2025, the question now is, what can you do better in 2026? Channel's Brad Gibson said the biggest difference going into next year is how quickly genetics and technology are changing and how much that matters when the new threats show up in the field. We'll talk more with him right after this.
Your local radio station brings you the pulse of your community. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network adds specialized ag content to help farmers make informed decisions. From county fairs to national ag news, we're here to tell the story of agriculture to everyone who needs to hear it. Together, we deliver a blend of local community and ag industry-focused information that rural Iowa relies on every day. This message from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Being able to adapt to whatever we see show up in the fields was the hardest lesson we learned in 2025. Channel's Brad Gibson points to the way Southern Rust exploded late last summer and how some products stood out because breeders saw the need years in advance.
And I think whenever it comes to, you know, the Bayer pipeline as far as genetics go, traits, whether it's corn, soybeans, whatever it is, it's been a tremendous step change. I had like three corn products this year that a couple of years ago, the breeders decided Southern Rust was something we need to focus on just randomly. It wasn't, you know, anything that they were told. It just way it worked out. So they focused on that. And those three products were on the local on-farm trials that we had. They were top part of the plot almost everywhere we had them. So they really stood out because of they were still green. Late season versus some of the other ones not. And
Gibson says this foresight is becoming more common as new tools and discoveries move through the pipeline at a pace the industry's never seen. Advancements that once took many years can now be turned into usable traits in a much shorter window. And that speed is shaping how growers need to think about product selection and crop planning.
When it comes to, they can turn those things so quick in identifying what they want to do with technology from a Bayer perspective. They can take and identify something, get it in a corn product or a soybean product so quickly compared to years ago. When you say stuff is changing, yeah, it's going to change quickly. In agricultural terms, it's going to change quickly. You know, whether it's technology and from a crop management standpoint, to equipment, to everything else.
Another change coming is how Channel is structuring agronomy support. Rather than one person trying to cover every field's challenges, growers now have a coordinated team behind them. That includes a field service rep, Channel sales agronomist, and technical agronomist, and local seed pros who know the ground best. Gibson said that kind of collaboration is essential as margins tighten and every bushel counts.
26, Channel added our sales agronomist role here in the last few months. So now it's part of a whole group, you know, and team in one area. It is part of we're part of a team. You have a field service rep, the Channel field service rep. Mm-hmm. You have a Channel sales agronomist. You have a Channel technical agronomist, and then you have the local Channel seed pros. And it's take that local knowledge of those people in today's tough ag environment. To me, you have to maximize your bushels.
Right.
That's the way you're going to survive long term. And take the knowledge of this group, the team that we all have available, and pick the right products. Use your technologies, whether it's variable rate planting, variable rate fertilizer, whatever it may be, plan on fungicide.
As growers look to 26, the message is simple. Genetics are improving fast, tools are changing fast, and working with the right team will help ensure those choices translate into real bushels. I'm Dustin Huffman.